Hi.
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 Hey, happy Monday.
Did I ever tell you the story about how I hate Mondays?
You know, you have, but it's such a good story. I want you to tell me again.
So it all started with me hating Mondays.
Okay.
And then I continued to hate Mondays.
Mm.
And then finally, I still hate Mondays. The end.
Oh, that's a good story.
Yeah, despise them. Stupid. Although the weather was phenomenal today up here in North Central Pennsylvania, a little chilly. There was several people that had frost on their roofs this morning up here.
Wowzers.
Yeah, craziness. I mean, come on. It's beginning of September. Give me a freaking break. Anyway, I like it for running and all that stuff, but
yeah.
So here we are, Monday, episode 131. You got some tie-dye stuff on, like you're a little hippie or something.
Yeah, I spent the weekend at Woodstock, and it was so much fun.
Was it the real Woodstock?
What do you mean, real Woodstock? Because I was really there. It was an imagination. But it's called Run Woodstock, which is a trail festival that has been around for a bit now.
Are there as many like drugs and naked people there as there are like the original Woodstock?
If there were, I did not notice. No, I don't think so.
Well, that's a bummer. But at least it's a bunch of cool people doing running things, I guess. I mean, I don't really want to say, hey, Greece, how was your weekend? Because that's what we're talking about on the show a little bit. So I really don't care. Mostly, I mean, we're worried about my weekend and how that was.
That's right.
Normal. So the focus is going to continue to be on me, but here we
are. It's all about you. I mean, this is really why we created this podcast and why I wanted to be involved in it is so that I could be front row seat to how is Eric doing every single week.
I mean, it's basically to showcase all this, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. Here we are. Exactly. That's why we have a giant two viewers live tuned in.
That's just the live. Some people, they tune in the morning and that's okay.
Wait, but I have an exciting idea that I didn't even run by you that I'm going to drop here in order to con people into watching the show, but we'll get to that after our show actually starts. I'll do it. The beginning, so for those lazy people don't even want to listen to the whole podcast, and I'll do it at the end for those that I don't know somehow didn't even listen to the beginning. I don't know, whatever. And then I'm
hating on our viewers.
Oh, we're down to one live viewer now. All right, we might as well just start this amazing live show. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hold on, let me get my mousey where she needs to belong here. All right, Grace. We each kind of went different directions with running this past weekend. But the important thing is we both had a ton of fun. Let's talk about our miles on episode 131.
I'm Eric Idiot Runner Kosek.
And I'm Grace Hot Pants Langheim. Eric is all business in the front of the pack, and I am all about the party in the back.
That's right. Business up front and party in the back. Together, we are the Running Mullet.
And we are going to talk about every aspect of running, the podium to the DNF and everything in between.
If you are a runner, this show is for you. Now sit back, get out your foam roller, and enjoy the party.
How's your hair? How was your weekend, Eric Kosek?
My weekend was good. I ran Pine Creek 50 miler.
Mm-hmm.
And on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt good enough I could even run 11 more on Sunday, which felt was good. Probably could have ran more on Sunday, but I was just tired of the act of running. And I was good, fine. But I feel great today. I ran some couple fast miles on the track this morning. So I'm back at it. And yeah, it was good.
Yay. So start off with Saturday. Tell us about, I've never been to Pine Creek. I know that it is up there. I know that it is a rail trail and there are several distances, but tell us all about Pine Creek.
Pine Creek Challenge is not a race. It's a challenge. There's no special award for first place. Which is kind of cool and kind of different. It's always good to have these type of events out there. They have a 100 miler, they have a 100K option, they have a 50 mile option, and they have a marathon option. All on the Pancake Flat Pine Creek Rail Trail. So if you're just looking to get out of your comfort zone and try a new distance, this is a very good one to attempt. It's pretty, it's beautiful. It goes through the, starts down through the beginning of the PA Grand Canyon. So Pine Creek's right there. All the bald eagles are flying around like crazy. You got to do a couple different things based on your distance as far as how far you go one way and then how far you go down the other way. But it was pretty cool. I mean, he had the race director, Steve Haynes, he, at least for the 50 miler, he asked how many people it was their first ultra. And like, I don't know how many were signed up, 80 were standing there or something, but like all I saw was hands. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. So like, it's definitely used as a your first step into a different distance type thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long is the Pine Creek Rail Trail altogether?
I believe it's 64 miles, but soon to be officially 67. You can now run it like it's not officially open and cindered completely, but it is runnable from Wellsboro, Pennsylvania now, which adds 3 miles down to Pagamars, that's where the start has been. So it's my big question, and I'm still unsure. I asked a couple of people, but they have mile markers every mile for the 64 miles, but now they're adding 3 miles to the start. Are they going to go through and remove every post and move it down? Because it's not they have to, or change every post. That's a lot of posts.
Negative one. Can you go back in time?
That'd be the easiest way to do it, but I'm intrigued to see what their fix is there. Maybe they're it's going to be a high school kid with a paintbrush going down through and whoop, exit out and make a new number. But anyway, I did it as a training run for longer endurance stuff. So my goal was around a 9-minute pace for the whole thing. And we held 8:57 the whole time. I average, really good. And that includes. Nicely done. That includes our aid station stops, which were non-existent. So Becky was good enough to help us out and crew. Kaylee and I, Kaylee ran it also as a training run. She has a big 24-hour race coming up in France in about a month. But, she's trying to get faster at the 24-hour, or faster in general. So 9-minute pace was pushing it a little for her, and I'm trying to work on getting slower so that I can endure these 24-hour events.
Right. And
mentally run slower, knowing that I have to hold a pace. So we actually, we ran together. We both, the 9-minute was about where we both wanted to be for different reasons. And it was good. I mean, I did a walk run technique to bring my running pace down to 9 because I feel more comfortable running a little faster than 9 and walking to slow it down. So we did 8:25s basically every mile until 0.45, and then 0.45 to 5 we'd walk. Mm-hmm. We'd run till 0.95 and then walk to the next, you know, the mile turns over. So two walk breaks every mile. Doing it that way, I'm locked in. It brings my, you know, the overall pace for the mile down to about 9, give or take a second or two, but it worked out good. And I kind of liked it, that technique, because it really, it breaks up any monotony for myself, at least. You know, 0.45 miles of running, even when you're tired, sounds manageable. It's a small piece of pie to break off. So it's like, no matter what, it's you can look forward to that next walk break, and it keeps your mind engaged, looking at the watch, making sure you're doing what you're supposed to. I don't know. I came out of it with a little confidence.
Ah, that's great. It sounds like it was a really successful training run.
Yeah.
You did what you meant to do.
She managed to beat me by 1 second. She's just too competitive. So. Yeah, it was a good day. But yeah, it's a good race. It's been going on for quite a few years, and it's going to continue to go on.
Yeah. How was your fueling? Did you do anything special or different? Did you play around with that at all?
I didn't really play around with it. I've done the same thing that I've been doing for quite a while now, which is Sys gels every half hour, and my hydration was Tailwind and Beta Fuel, although I'm changing. I don't know if you've tried it or you care to, but the feed has high carb electrolyte mix. It's very cheap, it's very delicious, and it's got the numbers that I need, but the stinking place sold out of the bags of it, so I'm waiting to get more. So I used up the bag that I had and didn't have enough for this race, so I had to go with alternate stuff that I had, which I like, but I'm wanting to get tired of flavors probably a lot faster than other people. So it's either got to be really diluted flavor, or I got to switch it up, and that's what I did. But yeah, I think it went good. Stomach kind of wasn't like hungry at the end, even though I could have kept doing gels. I was alternating between iso fuel or the iso gels and Beta Fuel, which Beta Fuel is like double the calories and carbs.
Yeah,
maybe I went a little hot for the effort I was doing. I don't know. But yeah, we finished 50 miles, and it was effort at the end, but I felt like I could have kept running that pace for quite a while.
Nice.
Just wasn't as fun as a pace or a fun of a time holding the pace as it was for like the first 50K. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Gets to be work after a while.
So yeah, that was a training run, and it was good. Yeah, good stuff.
Okay, training's going good. It's going good for Kaylee too, getting ready for world championships.
That's coming up quick.
How's it been? Kind of the two of you have had a very similar goal. And how's that been having somebody else with a similar goal who you can talk to and kind of get ideas from and so forth?
It's great. I mean, because I'm her coach, her running coach, but the 24-hour stuff is a learning curve for myself and her. So having two of us kind of working through it, I think it's working very well. If you look at where she's at now to a year ago, it's night and day. And same for me. She's very young, and you know, she has a ton of experience in ultras, but I can pick her brain about, you know, what to do at mile or hour 16 of a 24-hour race, because I've never really been there, and she's quite good at it. So it works out. It's working out pretty good. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You get the benefit of being able to see all the data too from coaching her, but it's still just neat that you've got similar goals and can kind of sometimes it's lonely when you are the only person you know who's doing a particular goal, whether it's triathlon and nobody else is doing tries, or you're going for a fast 5K and nobody else is training for 5Ks at the moment.
Yeah. And I mean, this, let's face it, this 24-hour silliness that we're both kind of doing and wanting to get to be the best at currently is, it's hard. It's not, doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun to a lot of people. And that's kind of why I want to do it, just because it is so mentally draining. And yeah, it is a very, you know, it's, I think I've said it before, but it's every bit as comparable as far as, mountain races and stuff go. It's just different, very different. Mm-hmm. The people, the athletes, the elites that are good at it, the ones that are on Team USA, you look at their mileage and it's like, yeah, that's impressive. But when you break it down and you truly understand 24 hours of running that a pace that needs to be held on to, it's quite insane.
Quite around a track too.
Well, it's track, or it's not just,
there's track. Other ones too, but
yeah, it's mile loops or track. They both kind of are qualifiers, yeah. The ones that are qualifying races, but yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah. Do you have any other races to prep for the big race? Because the big one's in October, right?
Yeah, but even that one's just training. That's not, that race is a qualifier during the qualifying period, but because it happens this year before the world championship, it's not even a qualifier right now. It's just a race. Okay. So if I like the course and stuff, then maybe I'll go back next year, same time, same place, or something like that. But the goal is to run to this one's practice. And then I have next year, the year after, to attempt to qualify if I can even get to that point of being good enough.
You're good enough in my heart, Eric.
Aw, tear. Anyway, but yeah, so that's that. How was your weekend with your group of friends that went up to Michigan, went to Woodstock,
yeah,
and ran? What did we do? Yeah. So when did we get there?
Yeah, we left Thursday, just because we wanted to start the adventure, honestly. And we stopped halfway for a hotel.
Wait, which y'all went and drove in like one vehicle?
No. Oh. There were three cars, five people. We all left at different times and all got there at almost the same time on Friday. So we got there pretty early on Friday so that we had all of Friday to hang out and have fun. Run Woodstock is, it's been around for a while, and it's a whole weekend of festivities. They do have a 100-miler. It is a Western States qualifier, and it is a part of the Midwest. I'm going to forget what it's called. It's a series of, I think it's 500-milers. And if you complete four out of the five, then there's some gift or something like that. But Hallucination 100 is one of them for the Midwest challenge. It's like Hallucination 100, Mohican, and a couple others. So they have distances between 5K and 100 mile. 5K, half marathon, marathon, 50K, 50 mile, 100K, 100 mile. And they're buffed out, just flowy trails. They're very easy to run, at least for Pennsylvania, Roxylvania standards. Beautiful trails. And the whole weekend is just a big old party. They have live bands. They have yoga. They have tie-dye. They have food trucks. They have games and adventures, and there's bonus races. If you're signed up for any of the Saturday races, any of the big races, then you automatically can run the extra races. They have extra races that are not, there's no bib or anything like that. You just kind of run. So Friday night we ran the 5K for fun. Saturday, four of us ran the marathon together. and we had a blast. There was a lot of taking photos. There was galloping. There were some adventures. And then my friend Heather, she completed her first 50 miler. And that's always, I feel like that's a jump, you know, that's a big jump. She did a couple of 50 Ks and then went up to the 50 mile distance. So she got to experience that. And then we hung out Saturday night and left slowly Sunday. We stopped in Ann Arbor, got some food. And I grilled for everybody. I was really excited to do that with my Kamado grill on Friday night and Saturday night. So I was cooking.
What did we grill?
Friday we did potatoes and chicken sausage because we're going to run the next day. So we wanted something light, you know, chicken and potatoes. And then we did burgers on Saturday. We did smash burgers. They were delicious. Yeah.
Sounds yummy.
Yeah. So you go there and it's like, it's an old Boy Scout campground. So it's huge and everybody camps there. There's campers, tents. I had my hammock the whole weekend and there's prizes for best decorated campsite. And it's a blast. It's pretty cool. Like there's the people who do the 100 milers, they're allowed to park their car basically alongside the finish chute. The 100 mile people do four loops and they park their cars right alongside there. So their crews and other people who are with them, they're just cheering you on every time you come in for a loop. We just did two loops for the marathon distance. And so many people are cheering you on as you come into that start finish area. It's just, it's massive. And there's a gong. There's a person with a gong.
The 100 miler is four loops of a course.
Mm-hmm.
How much gain is in the 100 miler?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Can't be that high though, can it?
Mm-mm. No, but it has enough movement. Like there's enough elevation on the course so that you get some amount of movement. You know, it's not flat.
I can't believe it's that's amazing. That's a Western States qualifier.
Well, it's a 30-hour. You got to finish within 30 hours, though. So my elevation was 3,000 feet of gain. So, I think the 100-miler has, like, what is that, 12,000.
That's not horrible. I mean, that's pretty good, I guess.
And Kaylee asked, the math isn't mathing. How's the marathon two loops and the 100-miler four? So there are variations on the loops. When you're on the course, you'll see these signs that say, if you're running the marathon, you go this way. If you're running the 50K, go this way. The 100K, go this way. Like they have everything mapped out and it's almost perfect for all the different distances. But it is a different loop if you're doing the 50K versus the 50 mile versus the marathon and the 100 miler.
Hmm.
Yeah. And there's also a 5-miler and a 5K, and those are also different courses. They all converge at the same course, but they're different routes for all of them.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. So probably 12,000 feet of gain for the 100-miler, which makes it not flat and not huge elevation. It's somewhere in the middle where it's just this nice, gentle flow. And there's a couple of hills that you might say, well, I'm going to walk this one. But when I did a 50K out there, that's still my 50K PR. I think it was like a 640. And I ran most of the course when I did the 50K. Yeah.
So what kind of swag do you get for doing this Woodstock? Is that the shirt you get? What you get?
No. Callie made these. We all went as different cryptids. So I was Bigfoot and Callie was the Loch Ness Monster and Erica was a not deer and Angie, she was a jackalope. And then Heather was a unicorn. So we were all different cryptids and we had glitter and it was super fun. So everybody gets, it depends on what you race. We did the marathon. So we got a medal And prizes are different depending on which race you're doing. Like for the 100 miler, the one of the things that you get is you get a cowboy hat if you win. Or I think it's if you place, if you podium in the 100 miler. And they do age group awards for the 100, for all the distances. They do age group awards, which is pretty cool. For the other distances, they do these little VW buses that are really cute. For age group awards, and you get buttons for all the races that you do. Like I got this button for the 5K that I did. So you get all kinds of stuff all weekend. And then they have a lot of swag you can buy too, but I didn't buy a whole lot. I got myself a bandana.
Well, see, Grace, it's not swag if you have to buy it.
Do you know what I have to buy my medal? I'm just saying they have extra swag
that you can buy if you want to.
There's extra swag.
We all get, Grace. Okay.
I got a medal. It depends on which race you do as to what swag you get. Because if you finish the 100 miler, you get a buckle.
But if it's for sale,
if you finish the marathon, I did not say you buy a medal. You don't buy it. There's extra swag that you can buy. I said extra swag. They have blankets.
It's not extra swag. It's extra apparel for purchase.
Oh, my gosh. No, it's called swag. So there's blankets and shirts and...
So if you're listening, we'd like to take a vote.
Magnets. There's race swag, which is what you get for free with the race. And then there's extra swag and then stuff that you can buy. And there's all kinds of stuff there. And it was fun.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. No, it sounds like it was fun. Yeah. Sounds like a big party.
It is a big party. And this was my third time going. I did the 50K before and I did the 5 miler 1 year. The 5 miler was pretty cool because you just do 5 miles and then you're done.
That's usually what a 5 mile race consists of, I believe. I don't think they normally have have to do the 5 miles and then dance.
And then you keep going.
Dance. And you pretty much when you cross the finish line, I think
you're done.
I believe so. I mean, just so you know.
You can also with the 5 miler, you can do the 5 miler and then you have a lot more time to hang out.
To buy the swag.
To buy all the swag, yes.
Anyway, I'm just having fun with you, Grace.
It's fun.
It's so much fun.
So it was a good weekend. It is my home state. And and we also went to hell on our way back because it's only like a 10-minute drive from the race. So it's just a boop, pop over there, go to hell really quick, and then come home.
Nice.
So we did that.
Interesting. Did you find any nice places there? I mean, is somewhere you think you see yourself in a few years or
in hell?
Yeah.
We did go through the gates of hell. Mm-hmm. But we just went to the shop and looked around a little bit. Heather bought a couple of things in hell. She got a rubber ducky.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So you just got home yesterday. So you're all tired. So tired.
So tired. But I was like pumped to talk to you. So there's that.
Oh, that's what gave you the energy to be here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. For sure.
Cool. What's going on with your life this week?
I have not decided yet. I definitely need to get my life together. That's for sure. There's a lot of laundry that has to be done. I don't know what's happening this weekend.
I see you're signed up for some 100 next year or something somewhere in Alabama. Is this like secretive?
No, it's not secretive. It's been a process that I just didn't tell anybody about while it was happening. And now it's public now.
Oh. Cool.
I'm very excited. There's a 100 miler in Arkansas that I've had my eye on ever since it started. This is its third year, so it hasn't been around for very long, but it's been on my bucket list since I saw it come out. You ever see a race where you find out about it and you're just like, whoa, I want to go do that. Did you ever do that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I guess. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
But so, that's awesome. I mean, that's good. That means you should probably do it.
Yeah. I saw it and I thought I really, really want to do that. It's in Arkansas. It's called the Hair Mountain 100. Not like the kind of hair that you're missing on your head. It's H-A-R-E, that kind of hair.
Oh, the bunny.
Yeah, like the bunny.
Thanks for clarifying.
You're welcome. And I don't really do races that aren't on the East Coast. I don't know, travel gets expensive. So this one is not on the East Coast. And then there was an opportunity that presented itself for me to apply for a grant under the Women Who 100 project. And so I put an application out there and went through the process and ended up getting a mini grant to pay for registration and for coaching with the Lee Connor, who I have followed her work for many, many years. And I'm really excited about that. She's just a phenomenal athlete, phenomenal coach. So I'm hoping that that will get me a finish because it's a super tough race.
Cool.
So I have work to do, Eric. I have to like...
Nah, you got a year.
I'm going to run hard.
Off. You can put that off for at least 11.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm hoping I can put off the speed work for as long as possible.
That's a good attitude.
Thank you.
Cool. That sounds fun. What's going on this coming weekend?
I haven't decided yet. There's a local race called Trails for Tails. Neil Barnva is the race director. So I might pop over there, but also I am exhausted and just need to clean my house. So, and I kind of miss my husband. Not kind of, I actually do. So I haven't decided yet. How about you?
Yeah, not a whole lot this weekend. And then stuff gets crazy with cross country. I got to meet tomorrow. I won't be home till later evening and all that stuff, but it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
Yeah, so just miles for me. Probably more long, slow miles. Just building up until I taper down.
Well, that's fabulous.
Yeah. So before we clock out, here's my idea. You ready for this?
Uh-huh.
I don't even know what I call it. So I want people... if they listen to the podcast and they want an Idiot Runner Orange Blaze hat because hunting season is coming up.
Okay? Wait. Not just an Orange Blaze, but that's a BOCO.
Yeah, BOCO Orange Blaze Idiot Runner hat. Fits nice, comfortable. You look amazing with it on backwards, all that stuff.
That's good.
If you post on the Facebooks or the Instagrams that say, I listen to the Running Mullet podcast and I want a hat, and obviously you have to tag me in it so I know it pops up in my little notification thing on the top right there. So if I see that, then I'll put your name in a drawing for a hat. That can be on Instagram under whatever my name is, Idiot Runner or Ultra Idiot Runner. I don't know. I don't Instagram much, or Facebook, but it should be your own post on your own page, not to the Run for Life group or anything like that. And if you already have an orange hat, don't be greedy. So the question I want to ask you, Grace, is, do you think it's such an amazing idea that you might want to give a pair of Running Mullet socks away the same way?
Ooh, I think that's a great idea. I think we should throw in some sockies as well. Yes.
So what you're telling me, Grace, is if somebody posts, I listen to the Running Mullet podcast and I want some socks, then they'll be put in the drawing for a free pair of socks, right? Is that what I'm hearing?
That is exactly what you're hearing. Only if I can put my name in for the hat.
We'll see. You put your name in, it just might disappear once it gets to this side of the computer, if you know what I mean.
That's close enough.
Yeah. But no, I don't know. I figured it's a way, maybe it'll get somebody to listen to the podcast form on Spotify or something that hasn't listened to it before. Yeah. If all these friends post it and if they actually want a hat, if nobody wants a hat, well then I don't like any of you anyway. So whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
So that stays the same, but I don't know. Just a thought. So yeah, that's the game plan. If you listen to us till this end, this 35-minute mark, and you post that on your face, what's it called? Your feed, Facebook feed. That's what it's called. I listen to the Running Mullet podcast, and I want a hat. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
You have to tag me in it though.
Yeah.
And if you're not my friend and you do that, and you won't be able to tag me, so you might as well. I need more friends, so go ahead and add me on the Facebooks and then do it so that I can see it.
So you're going to have like 5 friends by the end of this.
I mean, fingers crossed. I'm not going to get my hopes up too much, but.
I like it.
The Not a Deer hats may be coming back. They may be coming back. This is the same hat, just says doesn't say Not a Deer on it. It serves the same purpose, people. And it's got the Runner Guy logo on the back. And it's
I like the Runner Guy on the back.
The we're smart enough to know how dumb this is. Yeah. It's a good hat. Gosh. Yeah.
And the socks are pretty solid. Like I wear them all the time and I really like them. They're good socks.
Yeah. Either way, they're getting it for free. All you got to do is post it. So just don't be that person. Be that good human and post it. And you might get a free hat. You know?
I like it. And we're going to have super fun shows coming up because we're heading into fall season. So there's all kinds of stuff to talk about. And then we're going to head into the holidays. And we all know that the holiday episodes are awesome.
Yes. So next week, we're talking about something having to do with running.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk about running.
And we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, I mean, that's pretty much all I have to say about anything.
Well, I think we said a lot of good things about a lot of good things. We talked about Pine Creek, we talked about Woodstock, and those are two awesome races to put on your bucket list. Boop, boop.
Boop, boop.
Yep.
All right. Well, have a good week and all the things, everybody. Grace, do your thing so we can turn off the show thing.
Yeah, you're really good at nouns. I'm happy about that. So make sure that you like stuff and comment on it and share it and subscribe to stuff because that's pretty awesome. And listen to us Mondays at 7:30 Eastern time and join in on the chat because it makes Eric feel good about himself. And that is our main purpose here, is to make Eric feel good. So let's do it, team.
And don't forget about the hat.
Yeah.
Okay.
And say you want a hat and say you want socks. And then we'll see you next Monday.
I'm basically trying to buy my friends. Are they going to let me buy them or not? I don't know. We'll see.
We'll buy you some friends.
All right.
Okay, thanks, everybody. Bye.